That's more like it. That's what I'm talking about. For the first time in this series, I'm smiling. I've got a smile on my face. Happy days when Rahul and Gil were going solid in the first session. We had Australians worried on social media, but if you offered me this scenario of 1 for 86 after bowling India out for 180, I would have snapped your arm right off and say, "Give it to me now." Perfect, perfect day for Australia, and we've set up a platform for tomorrow. But Nash, I know you've got plenty of thoughts. So, like last test, when you asked me to come in off the long run and share my thoughts, I will ask you now for your thoughts.
Cricket's a wonderful sport. One game you're literally on cloud nine, and the next game you're buried under a pile of garbage with pathetic bowling. Well, to be honest, it wasn't that. It was good bowling. It wasn't really disgusting where they just, gave away runs or anything, but it wasn't brilliant bowling. It didn't set the world on fire like the last game, and that's
Lots
going
of
to
leave
happen.
balls.
Yeah,
Lots
that's
of
going to
leave balls.
exactly. That's going to happen every game. Like the, Bumrah is not going to just come in and run through batting lineups every single innings and every single game. That's not going to
As good
happen.
as he
But
is.
what you need from an international team, from an international bowling lineup, is to make things hard for the batters. And I don't think that happened in this innings from Indian batters, especially Harshit Rana and Siraj. They gave away easy singles were on offer, and too many balls outside the off stump. And both McSweeney and Labuschagne were leaving the ball brilliantly. So credit to them, but too many balls where the batters could just, go on the off stump and leave the ball safely to the keeper, and that sort of let them allow that allowed them to get their eye in and see the ball well, take the shine off the ball. And they scored like four boundaries, seven boundaries in 7 overs, and that's where the flow of runs came from. But going back to the batting, nothing went right from ball one for India. And again, like you said, Gil and Rahul were batting brilliantly. They were like 1 for 69 when Rahul got out just before lunch, and that's where I think the whole tide of the game changed for me.
Yeah, big time.
If that wicket wouldn't have happened, India would have gone into lunch probably 75, 80 for
Well,
one.
that wicket was against the run of play. So we
Exactly.
talk about McSweeney. We're going to talk about him, McSweeney's batting, but his another big contribution from him was that great catch
Yep.
that turned the game.
Yep,
Turned the
absolutely. And
game.
if Rahul survives, India would have gone into lunch for like 80 for one, and then it was the second session was really where they could have cashed in. Gil was playing his shots, he was playing brilliantly as well, and then played across the line to a straight ball. He shouldn't have.
Missed the
That
straight
was
one.
yeah that was not the ball a number three should have gotten out to. Let me get that right.
Yeah,
That was
I
not a
know there was
ball.
a comment in commentary. I think it was Mark Waugh. I can't remember who said he's only faced two balls the last 20 minutes. But even then,
Oh, I
even if you
mean,
haven't had a lot of strike,
that's
you
not an
should still be,
excuse.
as a number three, you should still be able to get bat on that and play. That's a straight ball.
Yeah, exactly. That's a straight ball. That's not an excuse. You've spent 50 balls in the on the pitch in the middle. You shouldn't get out because you haven't faced a couple of balls in the last 10, 20 minutes.
Isn't that interesting, Nash? Because there was the question in the broadcast, how does he average mid-30s in Test cricket? I think we
That's
had the
how.
answer today.
Yeah.
We had the answer today. He's so classy and he's got all the talent in the world, but there's those lapses that he's got to get out of his game if he wants to
Yep,
be the elite player he can be.
and this series is just that. This series is the perfect opportunity for the elite batter that is Shubman Gill to step up, finally step up. Let the fans, let India know, let everyone know that he can do that job as a number three for India in the long term. And I think that this is the series where he could really make that spot. Even potentially put his name up as a future captain for India as well, if he really gets in that spot, if he really gets the confidence in that number three spot. But from this innings, it doesn't look likely. That's where most of his career has gone. He gets these beautiful solid 30s and 40s, and then plays one shot which ruins all of it. Then again, Virat Kohli, not sure what he was trying to do.
I saw a
Double-minded,
tweet
like in
today. He's been able
Perth.
to stay away from butter chicken for 10 years, but can't stay away from the seven stop line.
I mean, he was driving the balls. He was doing all sorts. He played a couple of good shots, He played a good cover drive, and then
He was very, very jittery, I felt, and just
yeah,
wanted bat on ball. So just keep it in the channel, guys. Keep it in the channel.
I was telling you this on the while we were chatting, that just every team, it's Virat Kohli in the last couple of years has gotten this mindset, but every team should follow one sort of solution for Virat Kohli. First 15 balls, don't worry about the boundaries, don't worry about cover drives, straight drives. First 15 balls, every single ball, just bowl on the cover drive length. Just bowl full length outside, fifth stump, sixth stump, and let Virat Kohli do his thing. That's what it has been. Last innings in last innings in Perth, second innings in Perth was an absolute treat to watch. He has to emulate more of that. He has to
That
keep
being said,
repeating more
he
of
came
that.
in off a great platform and India were well on top.
Yeah.
So
Look,
he
but
did play very well.
I think
He did
it's
play very well, but it's a different circumstance. And now is like first day, you want to set the platform. Can you do it then?
but the
That's
thing
when
is
I'll say, in my opinion, he's truly back at his best. I mean, like he scored
yeah, well,
100
I
at
get your
Perth.
point. I get your point.
That was a great knock, but from those who said, oh, he's back to his best, I said, I thought to myself, that's probably a bit early because India were way on top in the game. And yes, he's still got to score the runs, but Australia were on
Look,
the
I
back
think we have
foot
seen Virat
and India
Kohli
were
do
on
it.
top.
We have seen Virat Kohli do it time and again in his career. And I
I
know what
agree
you
with
mean.
you,
I know what you mean.
but I'm talking
He
about
can
his
still do
recent
it.
form. I'm talking about his
But
recent
the
form.
whole top six have been absolutely poor. And it's time at least two of them step up every single innings.
Yes.
Jaiswal, again, he was on his outside off stump, probably. We could see his leg stump from that guard where he tried to flick. And by now, we have seen enough of Mitchell Starc to know that every single ball of the innings of a test match, he starts with a full Yorker on the stumps. It's nothing to hide. It's a fact. He doesn't start with the bouncer. He doesn't start with the loosener outside off. He starts with a full Yorker, swinging Yorker. That's what he does. So you should be ready for that. And Jaiswal was, way too sort of outside off for to play that shot. His body was falling over. But look, I think I'm not too worried about Jaiswal himself, because he has shown he has the talent and
Oh, it's all
all
because
the.
he's left Stark in the last game, mate. That's
I'm not.
why.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit. I'm not. Sledge all you want. The one thing I would like to say, the current Australian team is not some masters of sledging, or the Australian cricket is no longer the
No.
sledging powerhouse that the early 2000s team was. That was what it was. The early 2000s, they sledged, while all other teams were like, okay, we are not going to say anything back. But then once the other teams started sledging back, we could see the effect it had on Australian cricket. We could see Australian cricket couldn't handle that. And we have seen that. And that's what it takes. We have seen a young Virat Kohli back in 2011, 12, 14, 15, give it back to the Aussies. And to be frank, the Indian generation who grew up with Tendulkar and Lakshman, myself included, were not used to that. We're not prepared for that. Because we were always told, oh, you should play cricket like a gentleman. You should play, you should just let your bat and ball do the talking. But that's not how it works in the modern era.
No.
That
Even
never
when we were
works.
playing, when we were,
This.
you would know playing growing up. I cop, yeah, we got a lot of sledging growing up.
Oh.
And when I was a teenager playing in senior cricket, you cop a lot
Exactly, you do. And
from the experienced guys to see if you're up for it.
the best way to perform against Australia, and if you want to earn Australians' respect, is to give back. I've
100%.
lived in Australia for 10 years. I've played cricket. I've worked in cricket for 10 years. The only way you can
We
earn their
respect it.
respect is if you give back. They love it.
If
They
you
love
give
it.
back and if you perform against us,
Oh,
Australians appreciate good performance against our
they will
team. We do
put you on a
appreciate it.
pedestal. And that's correct.
We.
But the thing is, it's this whole phenomena that, oh, we should keep playing cricket like this timid team, and this whole Gandhian attitude of, if you get slapped on one cheek, just turn the other cheek so the other person can. This doesn't work anymore in modern era. I don't believe so. I've gotten too deep. But the thing is, sledge all you want, give it back, because cricket is the best leveler. One day you're going to score 170, the next day you might be out first ball. That's fine. That happens. Mitchell
Two ducks
Starc,
and a 160.
since
How good's
2000,
that?
since 2011, this is Starc's first fifer against India. Starc, who averages what, 27 in Test cricket, has 300 plus wickets, never had a fifer against India. This is his first. He averages 30, 35 plus across all tours, India, in India and in Australia. So we have had Starc's number all throughout his career. This is actually the first time where Starc, the bowler, has stepped up.
He was superb today. And I spoke, in our preview earlier in the week, I said if Mitch Marsh's bowling's going to be limited or not bowl at all, Josh Hazlewood's out fine and Bolam can come in and do a job as he did today. But we need Cummins and we need Stark to lead from the front. If they're not going to lead from the front, good night. So Stark was at his damaging best today. He showed the pink ball, why it's his test. His record in the pink ball is unbelievable. And he showed why today he's the swing he was getting. That's him at his best. Looking for wickets when he started targeting the stumps more. I thought he was very good at there at the back end. But also getting that bounce outside off stump that got rid of KL Rahul and Virat Kohli as well, targeting that channel and mixing up the one that went across the right hander and one that swung back in. Perfect. Stark was on fire today. And I thought another big positive with the ball was Pat Cummins coming to his best again. I thought the wicket of Rishabh Pant was a huge moment in the day. Because we all know what Rishabh Pant can do. And Cummins got him with an absolute rip snorter of a bouncer. That's Cummins at his best. He does that sort of stuff. And you saw in the reaction that he was pumped up, his pace was up, the energy was up. And that's what we needed. I thought it was all too flat at Perth, particularly in the second innings. And Cummins was a bit underdone there, but I thought Cummins was coming back to his best today. And Boland was very good in the early part. I thought when Nitish Kumar Reddy, who played very well, to be fair, I thought when he started, I think there's an issue with Scott Boland when people take him on, he can't quite respond. And that's we've seen that in his last two test matches in England and here. Cummins would have been good to come on earlier. But to bowl India out for 180 was a great result. Was a great result for Australia. But then batting under lights, I was very anxious. What did you make of? I have a question for you before we go into Australia's batting. What did you make of sort of India's energy or approach in the field at the start compared to what it was in Perth, because I thought it wasn't quite the same. I
Oh,
don't know
look, I
why.
think it's a lot to do with the bowling itself. Like right throughout the first spell of Siraj and Bumrah, the balls that they bowl, I think from memory, most of the balls, let's say, for example, if they bowl 60 balls, 45 of them were just left alone, and that's where, whereas in Perth, out of those 60
Just
balls,
targeting the
50 would have
stumps.
50 would have been at the batter. The batter would be forced to play, take an inside edge or outside edge, falls short.
Here's a stat, Nash.
Manus was dropped in the first test, in the first 10 balls or so. So that's
Here's
what
a stat.
happens.
India in the first innings of the first test, they took figures of 8 for 23 off balls on the stumps.
Yep.
So I
See,
saw that today on Fox Cricket. And
and
India went away from that.
that's
They
what it
went away.
does.
They went away from that today. Lots of leave deliveries, and Australia managed it perfectly. I saw this debate on social media again about strike rates and oh, you got to show intent, you got to score. What's the rush? You've knocked over the team for 180. We were six down, seven down at stumps at Perth. We lost the game there. You got to get one, two down max here in Perth. Three down max. You come out tomorrow when the conditions are better. The game is in your hands if you get through tonight. Because conditions will be better tomorrow and you're going to get the older ball. You've got to play the long game. McSweeney did it
Look, I
brilliantly.
think.
He had a bit of luck early. That drop catch was crucial, but I thought the way he batted after that, very impressive. And I'm so happy for him because I did call for him to open. And that was a controversial selection, but I think he played beautifully today. I'm really happy for him.
Yeah, look, he did play well. He did manage to sort of score runs and keep the bowlers at bay. And again,
It's the right tactic because India are the ones chasing. You've been bowled out for 180. You bowl to me. If you're going to bowl in the channel, I'll leave you alone all day. I don't care if I'm one off 100 balls. I come back out tomorrow and the ball is older and I'm batting in sunshine and I'll cash in then. You got to bowl to me. And then they bowled to him and he started scoring and it was good batting.
I'll tell you this though. In the ping ball test in Adelaide, the first session actually is the hardest to bat.
Yes, but that's with a new ball typically, or a newer ball.
Yes.
So this ball, I don't know how many overs now. It's 30 overs, I think,
33,
33.
33.
So it's a bit different, but I agree with you. You are right. The first session.
Yeah, and that's where India need to cash in tomorrow. That's where India really
Well,
need to target,
you know
keep
what topped
targeting
that
the stumps.
stat? The 36 all out. That all happened in the first session. That boosts up the stats.
India just look, India with Bumrah and Siraj and Rana, literally any bowlers that bowl, just need to keep targeting the stumps. That's really what.
I think you got to bowl straighter where you can. I agree.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing with you know, speaking about bowling, the thing that bowler a typical bowler like Bolan, I've seen, and you've seen this as well. He, aside from the off the pitch movement, and he doesn't have a lot of pace. He doesn't have a lot of swing. So if you take him on, and that's the way you kind of deal with a bowler like Bolan. If you take him on, get a boundary, find a boundary somewhere every over. You know, with especially with the T20 format these days, you have plenty of
True.
shots. The batters have plenty of shots.
Yeah.
If taking a calculated risk, you know, not playing senselessly, I mean, taking a calculated risk when there is a chance, these batters are equipped to do that. I'm not saying, you know, just play a blind shot. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying take a
True, but
calculated risk and get.
I thought Boland was on point in his first 10 overs or so. And then Nitish Kumar already, when he had the
Yes.
license batting with the tail, took him on. But Boland was keeping it late 130s, nipping the ball either way, bowling nice and straight. I thought he bowled really nicely today and fitted in because he was our most threatening bowler in the early stages of the innings. And then Stark took over in a way. But Boland, I thought, started very well. Big credit to him. I know his final figures don't look as good, but he was very important for us. And it's not easy to hit out against him when he's nipping it on a good length on the stumps and you're trying to get into your innings. But
But look,
yeah,
tomorrow
something
I
to think
think
about potentially.
it has to be a case of India just keep bowling at the stumps. From my point of view, from India's point of view, I think, you know, just keep bowling at the stump. Just bowl on one spot for a long period of time. Don't let Australia, score easy runs. Keep the run rate under two if you can. Don't give away easy buys. There were a lot of buys today as well.
Yep.
And that really hurt India as well. So
Yep.
it's
There was a
really
bit of
key
frustration
from
there at the end with Siraj.
start with Bumrah. And obviously Bumrah bowled the last
Yeah.
over, but start with Bumrah early on, and
Yep.
possibly Siraj or Ashwin, for that matter. Ashwin only bowled one over, where I think he should have bowled at least four. And he got a bit of purchase from that pitch in the last over that he bowled. So hopefully he'll be a handful against the left-handers tomorrow. So let's see what he can do. But hopefully the captain gets the field right, the bowlers get the field right, and just keep making some noise out on the pitch, and
Tomorrow's a
don't.
huge day for Australia. We've set up the platform. It's the
Yeah,
perfect day
tomorrow
one
I
for
think is a
us.
make or break in this test match.
It is the make or break, and Australia got to take advantage, right? Because when India have been in this position against us the last 10 years, you've taken advantage like you did at Perth and ran
Keep
away with
them,
the game.
I would say keep Australia under 250 if you can. That'll be a
That would
lead
be
of
disappointing for
70.
us. If we get under 250 from here, I'd be livid,
Yeah.
and a lot of people would be disappointed.
And then if India can manage with the with if Australia's lead is 70, if India can manage to score what, 350, that'll be you could really make a game out of it. But look.
We worked way too hard tonight for a lead of 70. That's all I'm going to say. We toiled too hard. We got through the terrible entree, the disgusting main meal. We want the dessert tomorrow. All right.
But
That,
look,
that's what we want. We want the dessert.
at the end of day one of second test, Australia are the best team in the world again.
That's not what I'm saying.
India, not you. I'm not saying you are saying that. I'm saying internet saying that. You know, internet in this
Internet.
day and age is the
Internet
worst
called
place
for
to
me.
follow cricket.
The thing is, right, in the 10 days leading up to this test match, we're talking, discussing a lot of cricket with people. I see a lot of opinion that McSweeney should be out of the team and put Marsh at four, do this, do that. Webster. McSweeney, after one test to drop him, given the circumstances he batted in on debut, the delivery he got in the second innings, it stayed low, it was difficult to handle. Give him a chance. He can bat time, this guy. He's a good player. He's going to be a good player for Australia. I know he will be. And I know a lot of people believe he will be. He's got the game. And I thought he showed very good
And
patience
that's the
today.
thing. Just I feel very I feel a bit helpless when I see opinions after the first test saying, oh, we're going to steamroll Australia, or Australian media saying this is the worst Australian team. I'm like, it's one test. It's one test.
Yeah.
And
To be fair,
traditionally as well, India always plays their worst cricket in the second test after winning the first one. So and right on cue, because
yeah, to be fair, the batting has been a problem for us for a year. Go back to last summer. So that's why people are a bit, it's not just one test. We've been struggling with the bat for a while. But the mass changes calls, I was on the Cricket Unfiltered podcast and after the test match with Manners, and I thought there'd be no changes other than Hazelwood person. And I thought that was the right way to go. People were calling for Marsh to go up to number four, but he's not a number four. Marsh is not a number four. So you're going to have McSweeney, who's basically out of position in a sense, and Marsh in the top four, and then moving Smith to three. You don't want to change too much. Just trust, give Manus another chance and see what he can do. He's got thousands of runs under his belt at a high average. Just get him to focus on what's important. I thought he batted well tonight, Manus. He batted very well. And if he can go out and score well tomorrow, that'll give him a lot of confidence. And we're into the series. That's the key now. But yeah. Listen, it was a great day for us today, and I thought the last session was very important, and hopefully that sets the platform for Travis Head, Alex Carey, Mitch Marsh. I spoke to you about before the series. That could be a key strength for Australia if we give him a platform. And we've still got Smith to come in tomorrow. Hopefully he can get some runs in there as well in conditions that'll be good for batting, fingers crossed.
Well, at
Get a
the
good
end of
lead. Bat all day. Don't worry about
it's gone.
anything else.
Let's
Don't
hope they
worry
don't
about
bat all
anything
day.
else. Bat big, bat long. Keep India out there. Do what they did to us in Perth. Do what they've done to us in this country the last two times. We've got to take advantage of this situation.
Let's hope at end of day two tomorrow there's a different reaction, different expression on your face, which is of sadness and disappointment. But let's hope that
Enjoy
happens.
the disappointment on your face
Let's
today.
hope that happens. Oh,
You're a good
look,
friend of mine.
it's
You're a
okay.
humble man. I
It's
like you,
okay.
but I know you had the smiles and the signs of the yeah, Charbel talking in the first test. So I like this turnaround in this
it's
one to
a
start
long
off with.
series. It's a long
But it's a
series.
long way to go. A long way to go. You're right.
For both
100%.
teams. For both teams. So let's hope at the end of day two, tables turn somehow for India. Bumrah does what he does best. Takes his average even lower than 20. Let's hope for the best. And
He needs
yeah, we'll.
support, though, Nash.
What's
It's not
that?
all on him. He needs support. It's
Yeah,
not all on him, as great
always
as
he
he
always does. But that's where India lacks, to be honest.
is.
So it's all upon Bumrah. It's all on Bumrah. I only believe on Jassim Bhai, to be
Big day for
honest.
Siraj and Harshit Rana tomorrow.
Yes. All right. That's it for day one. We'll be doing this again at the end of day two, hoping India gets on top. You are hoping Australia stays on top. Whatever happens, we'll be here at the end of day two. So have a good night. Enjoy the rest of the night. Enjoy the rest. Enjoy the day. Enjoy day two's play. And see you tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.